USA Radio News.
The jurors in Paul Manafort's trial ended their second day of deliberations without reaching a verdict. The 12-person jury did send a note to the judge this afternoon asking to leave just after 5 o'clock Eastern Time because one of the jurors had an event to attend. Meanwhile, outside the White House today, President Trump spoke about Manafort.
I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad when you look at what's going on there. I think it's a very sad day for our country. He worked for me for a very short period of time, but you know what? He happens to be a very good person, and I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
41% of Americans say Special Counsel Robert Mueller should wrap up his federal investigation into ties between Russian collusion and the Trump campaign before the midterm elections. That's according to a new American Barometer poll. 37% of those polled said Mueller should have as much time as he needs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Next week, the Chinese will send a trade delegation to the United States to discuss the tariffs that are being placed on the United States goods by the Chinese, and then conversely, the United States placing tariffs on goods going over to China. Steve Forbes is the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. He said, we need to keep an eye on the tariffs, although the economy is moving along quite well.
The U.S. economy definitely on a roll, and I think it's going to get even better. But the big cloud, as we've discussed, is the possibility of a trade war. These things can spin out of control. Already you see little segments of the economy hurt by these tariffs, which are another form of sales taxes. Right. And so what's going to be the end game? If we've mentioned it before. If you remove those trade clouds, you'd see the market go up several thousand points on the Dow. Because of the strength of the economy. When you have earnings going up 20%, the Republicans do well in November, prospect of another tax cut, boy, that gets the juices going.
This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Nearly 24 hours before Chris Watts was arrested in the disappearance of his pregnant wife and young daughters, he stood outside of his Colorado home and pleaded for their safe return. Here's one of the things he said in a local TV interview.
If you're out there, just come back. I just want them back. I just want them to come back.
Brad Garrett is a former FBI agent. He analyzes what Watts said in that statement.
So you have a guy that's using the word, I want her to come back. Well, that's really sort of telling me, David, that he knows exactly where she is. You know, want is an interesting word to use. So you get the feeling like he wants to make an impression on us, but we know he's really lying.
During that same interview, Watts said this about his daughters.
Last night, when they usually eat dinner, it was just like, I miss them. I miss telling them, hey, you got to eat that or you're not going to get your dessert.
Here's what Garrett saw.
Well, if you look at I miss, it almost sounds like in the past tense. That he obviously knows what has happened. But the important thing in this interview, David, he really focuses on himself and what the police are doing. He doesn't mention his wife. It's really all about me and about what the police are doing. His arms are crossed. He looks down a couple times. You know, and he talks in generalities. When he tries to fill in that blank between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m., he doesn't give you any information. That's very telling.
That audio, courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.